Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
You're listening to Montana Talks, bringing truth and freedom to Montana. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
All right, George, what do you think? What do you think? There was the Trump bump. That was the bump in state government revenue that we saw after the Trump tax cuts were passed back in, what was it, 2017, 2018. And then now they're talking about, I'm going to call it the Trump baby bump, $5,000 incentive to all moms out there, because we need to have more babies in America. We need to increase the birth rate. Now, he didn't say white babies. He didn't say black babies. He didn't say Asian babies, Hispanic babies, Native babies. He just said babies. But those crazy ladies on The View, oh, he just wants more white babies.
Yeah. You know, leave it to them to read that into it. And, you know, somehow it's going to be racist no matter what it is. And here, he wants to give $5,000 to mothers, families to have babies. And they find it's racist somehow. And, you know, Joy Behar is the biggest idiot on television. And she said, well, he didn't say that, but you got to read between the lines. Well, if you read between the lines, everything is racist, or everything is misogynistic, or everything is... She's stupid, and that's all. So all I can say is consider the source, but that is one of the dumbest things I've heard recently. Yeah.
I mean, you could argue it from a fiscal standpoint as to whether we should or should not do something like that, whether $5,000 would even truly cover the cost that it actually takes. But to sit there and say, oh, it's racist, it's typical Trump derangement syndrome that we see going on. Sharon in the Gallatin Valley, what's your thoughts? Thanks for the call.
My thoughts, I'm so thankful Trump is doing that for American citizens. I work in a retail business where over 50% of our customers are illegal aliens. They have 5 to 6 small children, and all the women and girls are pregnant again. And you know they're getting the child tax credit and everything free. So what's $5,000 to an American mother to have a child?
Yeah,
I'm so thankful. It's wonderful.
Fancy hotel rooms paid for by taxpayers to go to illegal aliens.
Yes,
but
yes.
Oh, but they bristle.
The drive are big, yes.
Uh-huh. But they bristle at the idea of an American mom getting a little bit of an incentive. That's a great point there by Sharon. Sharon, thanks for calling in as well. Yeah, George, you know, that some folks on the left are saying, well, that's why we need illegal aliens, is because we need to increase the birth rate in America. But again, they don't want to increase the birth rate of American citizens. They've been lecturing us, frankly, that nobody should be having kids because of climate change. But then they'll say, well, that's why we need illegals, is because we need more people. But if you wanted to have more kids, they'd say, George, climate change.
Climate change, yeah. Or, you know, somehow it's white supremacy of some sort. I don't know. But, you know, in 1960, women were having about 3.75 children per family, and now it's down to 1.6.
Interesting. Yeah, very interesting. And, of course, and then we don't have the big baby boom population like we saw post-World War II either. All right, phone lines are open for you. Freedom Friday with our friend George Blackard in the house here for the full hour.
It's April 25th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today is National DNA Day. The day commemorates the discovery of DNA's double helix in the 50s and the conclusion of the Human Genome Project in 2003. Also on this day, Flint, Michigan started using water from the Flint River as a cost-cutting measure in 2014, not knowing they'd be introducing lead-poisoned water into homes. In 2011, 348 people were killed across 6 states during the largest tornado outbreak ever recorded in the United States. It was later confirmed that 358 tornadoes touched down. Turning to 1947, it was time for a little executive branch bowling. President Harry S. Truman opened the White House 2-lane bowling alley in the West Wing. The first ball bowled knocked down 7 of the 10 pins. I'm CJ Papa. That's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
News Nation was on the ground in Whitefish, Montana, as Border Patrol agents with the Spokane sector apprehended several illegal aliens. Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. We got permission from News Nation. We're going to share that report for you on Friday's Montana Talks. For the rest of the hour, we'll have the phone lines open for you. Open Lines Friday right here on Montana Talks, the show where you get to talk. Taking you statewide right here every Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 a.m.
Friday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. We will break down the absolute latest in the bonkers world of Trump and his would-be obstacles. We'll give you the latest on all of that. Plus, I'll be in Washington, D.C. Should be some drama up there. I'll spend some of the morning at the White House. What do I learn? Should have some good stories for all of you. It'll be the Friday edition. Clay and Buck, come hang.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, George, I've got another candidate for you. You said Joy Behar is the dumbest person on TV, the dumbest person in the public right now. I don't know. Have you heard about this Congresswoman Wilson? I think she's from Florida. Have you heard of her, seen her yet?
Not yet.
She had on this really long, you know, bright colored dress. She had on a big old hat. I mean, but yet here she is standing on the side of the road. Like, they just pulled up on the side of the road somewhere, set up an official podium, set up some microphones. She's got power lines behind her, parked cars behind her, and she's just on the side of the road standing next to a bunch of trees, and she says this.
I've been giving out the phone numbers to the House of Representatives and to the Senate. There's one number. That number you call and you threaten it. And you say, this is wrong. This is not America. This is not what we stand for. We need a change. You have to do that. It's going to take the people. We've done it. I've talked myself into oblivion. We need the people. We need an uprising. So people are taking and to the streets and the phones and writing letters. That's
amazing. Anyway, the funniest thing about that is no matter what she's talking about, you hear the truck traffic driving by, like, what are you doing on the side of the road? This is like the female Joe Biden. Are you lost? Do you need help finding out where you're supposed to be? How old are you? What is going on?
Where was she last November when the people did speak and we did ask for change? And we've already done that.
Yeah, we rose up.
Yeah.
We rose up November 5th, 2024. Yeah.
Exactly. November 6th is when the Democrat Party started working against our country and doing everything they could to derail what the Americans voted for and what our president is trying to do. And they're not helping, and they're not being patriotic in what they're doing. They're working against our country because they want our president to fail. They want our country to fail so they can keep the status quo and keep things the way that they were.
Rapid Response 47 shared that audio on X, and so you can see her big old hat. I wouldn't be, hearing her talk, though, I wouldn't be surprised if Bird Woman there had a bunch of birds, like, landing in the bird nest hat that she had on while she was just losing her mind. What she was doing is she was complaining about the criminal illegal aliens that are being deported. So she said she wants people to rise up and call, and she said the word threaten Republican members of Congress over the illegal aliens that are being deported.
Right. Well, we overwhelmingly voted to have those people deported. And, but it doesn't matter to Democrats because, we've had members of Congress go to the prison down in Venezuela, or where is it? Nicaragua?
El Salvador.
El Salvador. Yeah. I'd get to it eventually.
Yeah.
And they go down there to meet with a criminal who has gang ties, who was caught red-handed driving a car owned by somebody that's a human trafficker, all these other things. He has a criminal rap sheet, And they're saying, well, he's an American. He's a Maryland man. See, they didn't call him an American. They called him a Maryland man. Well, the guy's a criminal, and he shouldn't be here. And he's a criminal just by being here.
So I guess when I was living in Bahrain, when I was on a military deployment, was I a Bahraini man? You know, I'm a Bahraini man, you know. I'm from Montana. Bahraini man, you know.
Democrats would be surprised to find that, you know, they don't benefit from the laws in Bahrain that are meant for the people that are from there.
Yeah.
You know, Democrats are the only people that think the Constitution follows you around the world. You know, and that's the thing. They're always surprised when they go to another country, break the law, and get arrested. But I'm an American. I have constitutional rights. In America, you have constitutional rights. You don't have those anywhere else in the world.
But then they're the same people that want to strip us of our constitutional rights, Second Amendment in particular, First Amendment, free speech. They don't support Americans having constitutional rights, but yet they'll claim that these illegal aliens who invaded our country have the constitutional rights. I mean, a bunch of phonies and a bunch of hypocrites. And just like, oh, they want to give these benefits to illegal aliens to have babies in America, but they don't want Native American moms to get a benefit to having a baby in America. They don't want Hispanic American moms, you know,
right,
to have those benefits. Well, they just want illegal aliens, non-citizens, to come here because they want to transform this country into something else. That's why they're always criticizing America.
Right. And it's crazy. They want illegals to vote. They want non-citizens to vote, which they shouldn't. They shouldn't have any say in what we do in our country. They want to give them, they give them more benefits if you're an illegal alien than you get by being an American citizen and out of work and on the lower spectrum of
that's
pay,
right,
or no pay. They give illegal aliens more money than they give us American citizens.
Yeah, even the veterans. Let's hold that thought. We got about a minute before the break. Let's sneak in a call here. Lee in Kalispell. Lee, what's on your mind?
Yes, this deals with Biden and the Ukrainian war, where he said, and I consider him an instigator of the war, that it was okay if Putin attacked and took part of Ukraine as long as it wasn't too much.
Yeah, his whole minor incursion. Well, if it's only a minor incursion remark, yeah. What brought that up today? Anything else, Lee, or just wanted to remind people of that one?
Oh, that's it.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, Lee, thanks for the call. Yeah. Friendly reminder. Yeah, because Ukraine is back in the news. Ukraine kind of disappeared from the news for a little while, seemed like, George. But now Ukraine is back in the news. And round and round we go. All right. Well, back right after this. Phone lines are open for you as well. 294-0970.
Fox Country. I'm Michelle Polino. Reba McEntire is set to host the 60th annual ACM Awards for the 18th time. The ceremony returns to the Ford Center in Frisco, Texas on May 8th. Ella Langley leads with 8 nominations, including Female Artist of the Year. Morgan Wallen, Lainey Wilson, and Cody Johnson follow with 7 nods each. Kelsey Ballerini receives her first ever Entertainer of the Year nomination. Newcomers Shabuzi, Dasha, Noah Khan, and others join the first-time nominee list. The awards will stream live exclusively on Prime Video at 8 Eastern. Billy Ray Cyrus and Elizabeth Hurley made it Instagram official Easter Sunday. The 59-year-old model and actress and Cyrus posted a picture of themselves outside with her smiling broadly as he, in bunny ears, kisses her cheek. The two previously worked together on the 2022 romantic comedy Christmas in Paradise. Hurley admitted being a fan of Cyrus since watching Hannah Montana with her son. That's Fox Country on Fox News.
Bullet points.
I'm Evan Brown. No, you can't shoot that drone. Florida lawmakers are debating a bill that could get some gun owners in hot water if they react poorly by shooting a drone flying over their home, even though the bill is designed to give them some permission in some cases. The lawmakers in the Florida Senate would give homeowners the power to shoot down a drone infringing on their right to privacy at home using reasonable force. But the bill doesn't detail what exactly it would mean for a drone flying overhead being too invasive, or what reasonable force in these scenarios would look like. Regardless, it is a violation of federal law to shoot at aircraft, and drones would qualify. Even still, it is perhaps not the safest idea. Firing rounds up in the air means they come back down somewhere, and if one were to actually hit the drone would come crashing down. Then what? And those are your bullet points. I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
Hey, Sean.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. George, speaking of Ukraine, the Russia-Ukraine war, great reminder there from Lee and Kalispell. You know, remember, Russia wasn't invading Ukraine when Donald J. Trump was president of the United States. And then I'll never forget it. I was at the SHOT Show in Las Vegas because I remember, you know, when the Fox News update came, you know, dong at the top of the hour as I'm listening in, getting ready to start the show. And it's like, and then they played the soundbite of Joe Biden being asked about Russia invading Ukraine. And he says, well, if it's only a minor incursion, and then dong, what were the next news updates over the next several days? Russia launching a minor incursion, according to Joe Biden, a massive incursion. But yeah, but Russia and Ukraine are back in the news because Russia just launched another nasty attack on Ukraine. Trump's still pushing for peace. Apparently, Steve Witkoff is meeting with Putin in Moscow today. But Trump is also threatening more sanctions. You know, the fake news media was trying to say that Donald Trump was going to do away with sanctions against Russia, and they called that out immediately as fake news. But Trump is now threatening more sanctions against Russia. Now, the opportunity that I see in that for us here in Montana is, why did we, for the 4 years of the Biden tester regime, allow Russia to dump their palladium into America? And then we've lost hundreds of Stillwater mine worker jobs at our own palladium mine right here in Montana, right here in America. And there is a bill in Congress from our Republican congressional delegation to ban Russian palladium imports. So to me, that would be the first thing you could do right now. Snap that into place.
Yeah, that's true. Well, and as you alluded to, whether you knew it or not, there's only two palladium mines in the world, ours and the one in Russia. And that is an important thing to talk about. But, you know, the liberal media right now, before Donald Trump said anything about what he was going to do to try and broker this peace deal in Russia, the media was making stuff up already about, well, he wants to give the Ukraine to Russia. He wants to do this. He wants to do that. He's wholly behind Putin. None of this that they talked about had been mentioned even. It was just they were trying to stir people up, trying to cause division, which is what they always do, which they did because a lot of people listen to that stuff without going out and looking at all different sources. And so that's what I mean. The liberal media, they want our country to fail as well.
Well, they will cheer against America, especially when Republicans are in charge. I mean, that's what we saw with, you know, peace efforts, you know, the Abraham Accords, peace negotiations that were led under the Trump administration with the Saudis and other Arab countries, historic peace agreements with Israel, and our own media and the Democrat Party were undermining that peace process because they wanted to undermine Trump. And look at how that played out. George, you said something just before the break about how the Democrats and many in the media want illegal aliens to vote. You referenced
right.
that, right?
Yeah. Yes.
So there's another headline out. Judge blocks Trump order to require proof of citizenship for voting. Here we go again with these liberal judges. There's an order that you have to be an actual citizen of the United States of America before voting in our American elections. And liberal judge, nope, I'm going to block that.
Yeah.
Par for the course.
Well, you know, judges doesn't... The term judge doesn't mean you're smart. We've figured that out recently. And, you know, the crazy thing is, look at the judge, the liberal judge, who was arrested because he had an illegal alien gang member living in his house. So, I mean, that just shows you that there's a problem in this country when the people that are supposed to be upholding our laws are breaking the laws themselves. But that goes back to Joe Biden purposely breaking the Constitution and admitting it and not giving a damn about it. So
you read my mind, George, because while you were talking, you noticed I was looking at my computer and pointing, clicking at a few things. I was actually pulling up this news story. This here is this is from Chanley Painter with Fox News Radio. Oh, maybe it's not. Okay, that's not, doesn't sound like the, okay, maybe that's just video. Okay, I thought that was the report here anyway, that I thought that was the report. But yeah, there was a, instead we got crickets. So.
Well, that's all.
That'll work too. Hey, that'll work. But yeah, you had a judge, I guess a recently stepped down judge down in New Mexico, who literally got arrested for housing and aiding and abetting a Tren de Aragua illegal alien gangbanger.
Yeah.
But then again, these federal judges are basically doing the same thing. They're aiding and abetting millions of criminal illegal aliens right now as we speak. Maybe not sitting in their house in their home, but they're leaving them in our house as a country.
Well, that's true. And you know, I'm more convinced now more than ever that, you know, judges are just attorneys that know somebody. So I don't get how we can be okay with all of this going on. It shows you that the very core of our country is in distress. It really is. The legal system in our country is a mess.
What was that line you just used? That judges are lawyers that just know somebody?
Right.
That is a brilliant line.
Yeah, that's what
wow.
It is.
Especially in the federal system.
Yeah.
Right?
They're not elected. They're appointed. So they're a judge.
District court judges is a different deal because you got to get elected. Unless you got appointed and then nobody wants to challenge you because, you know, what's the point of pissing off a judge and run against them if you're a lawyer, right?
When members of your own Supreme Court can't define what a woman is, then, you know, it goes all the way to the top. It's not a local problem. It goes all the way to the Supreme Court.
I want to highlight what George just said here, that he believes that these federal judges are just lawyers that know somebody. Let me give you a case in point. Sid Thomas, left-wing activist in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. He was, I think, a Billings lawyer. How did he make it to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, which means he's above even these other federal U.S. District Court judges here? You know how he got that job? Going door-to-door campaigning for Max Baucus. That's why he got the job, because he was a loyalist. He was literally the definition of a foot soldier for a Democrat political campaign. So think about that. Next year during campaign season, when you see some guy with a mustard stain on his T-shirt show up at your doorstep, you might be looking at the next federal judge, George, right there.
There you go.
Because he went door-to-door campaigning for the guy who sold us out to the communist Chinese, Max Baucus. That's how he became a circuit court judge of all federal judges.
Absolutely. And, you know, Baucus didn't care if he was a good attorney or would make a good judge. He just, hey, I got this guy out there knocking on doors for me. He's probably got a little sway because he's going to tell everybody who he is, whatnot. And, yeah, there, he's appointed, and bam.
And Baucus has a kid working in the U.S. Attorney's office, and Baucus put Malloy on, you know, helped put Don Malloy on the bench, which is why, you know, our timber industry got destroyed because of that federal district judge based out of Missoula. And then the Baucus tester regime put Brian Morris on there, and Brian Morris starts ruling against oil, gas, and coal, just like Malloy killed the timber industry. I mean, round and round we go. They put loyal foot soldiers for the Democrat Party in these federal judge jobs, and then we wonder why America is falling behind to the communist Chinese. Right there.
Yeah.
The very people that sold us out to the communist Chinese put these judges on the bench that will rule on behalf of the Chinese TikTok, but then rule against you.
Absolutely. Yeah, There's nothing I can add to that. That's perfect.
Well, your line, that's such a great line. I got to remember that one. That's a great one. We should, like, pull that eight-second clip, and that'll be our eight-second ride promo. You know, I'm confident that judges are just lawyers that know somebody. All right, here's the story I was trying to pull up earlier.
The former judge, Joel Cano, and his wife, Nancy, each face charges of evidence tampering for allegedly harboring Christian Ortega Lopez, an illegal immigrant and alleged gang member. The controversy began in late February when Homeland Security investigations arrested three Venezuelan nationals, including Ortega Lopez, during a raid on the judge's property in New Mexico. Cano then resigned as a magistrate judge in March, and earlier this week, though, the Supreme Court of New Mexico permanently banned him from ever serving as a judge again. ICE investigators claim Ortega Lopez has Trinidad Aragua-related tattoos and used a search warrant to discover voicemails and text messages related to alleged gang activity.
Oh, wait, Trinidad Aragua tattoos. Maryland guy, the guy they called the Maryland man?
Maryland man.
They say, oh, well, those tattoos aren't proof that he's a he's an MS-13 gang member.
Only a Democrat would say
a
13 tattooed on somebody's face doesn't mean they belong to a gang.
I had to pop off at one of my liberal friends on X earlier this morning because, you know, he shared something from Snopes. He shared something from Snopes, which is a joke of
the most
liberal
fact-checking site there is.
This was from Snopes. Photo Trump shared of Abrego Garcia's tattoos, real but altered. No evidence they're gang-related. I'm like, oh, yeah, leftists like you will believe some joke of a website like Snopes over federal law enforcement agents and gang experts. So the Democrats, look, okay, public employee unions are an arm of the Democrat Party, right? So they're supposed to be the ones that love public employee union members. Public employees are the ones who are saying, this guy's a gangbanger, this guy's a thug, this guy was suspected of human trafficking, this guy beat up, according to court documents as well, this guy beat up his own wife. But no, you guys are going to believe MS-13 gangbangers, and you're going to run with that. But so you are calling these federal law enforcement agents, you are calling these public employees liars. I want Amanda Curtis, that radical socialist running the Montana Federation of Public Employees, to say, hey, are you going to stand up for these public employees or not? We won't hear anything. It'll be that cricket audio like I played a few minutes ago by accident.
Yeah, absolutely. And they'll get really quiet. And, you know, eventually this will blow over. But they don't care. If they bring him back and he murders somebody, they don't care about that. They don't, because it happens all the time. We deport these people that they want to stay in the country. They murder people. They rape people. They do all this, and they still don't want us to deport them.
And the media will refuse to cover the rape and the murder, but they'll cover the, oh, he's just a Maryland dad. Let's see. That actually reminds me. Thanks for that reminder, George. I've got a report here. They compared the numbers to how much news coverage Kilmore is getting from the liberal media versus how much coverage Rachel Morin got from the media. I'll play that next.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, I got to get to this story here. Fox News Radio has this for us here. A conservative media watchdog is accusing three media companies of a lack of coverage of the man who murdered Maryland resident Rachel Morin. Wait till you hear the numbers here in just a second. But first up, let's start off with some good news here on this Freedom Friday. Great deal going on right now. This is their biggest sale of the year. I'm talking about YHIC, your home improvement company. It's a once-a-year event. You can transform your space up to 30% off on a bathroom remodel, plus up to an additional 10% off and a free shower pan or bathtub. Imagine turning your bathroom into a spa-like retreat. Plus, check out this financing opportunity. Zero down, zero interest, and zero payments for 12 months. That's until 2026. Call 406-948-2836 today to schedule your free in-home consultation. This is their biggest sale of the year. Don't miss out. Let me repeat. Get up to 30% off a bathroom remodel, plus up to an additional 10% off, and they're throwing in a free shower pan or bathtub. Again, that's your home improvement company. Go to YHIC.com or give them a call right now, 406-948-2836. 28-36. All right, George Blackard, Freedom Friday. Yeah, let me play this news story here, get your reaction to it. Let's see. Let me pull it back up for you here for a second. All right. Yeah, this is where they compare the numbers. Okay, Kilmore versus the Maryland mom who was killed by an illegal alien. Look at the lack of media coverage for the victim versus the criminal illegal alien gangbanger.
According to Newsbusters, ABC, CBS, and NBC jammed their shows with more than 143 minutes on the, quote, Maryland man mistakenly deported to El Salvador. During this period of time, with ABC spending the most time at nearly an hour on the alleged MS-13 gang member and illegal immigrant. Now, compare that to the mere 12 seconds of coverage devoted to the conviction of the illegal immigrant who brutally murdered Maryland mother of five, Rachel Morin. The 12-second mentioned by NBC Nightly News, only as 0 seconds were spent by ABC and CBS.
Wow. I mean, it's not like they're riding Buck and Bronx in the rodeo here. 12 seconds is all they can give to the victim, but hours for the criminal gangbanger.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. Again, that's the liberal media for you and the liberal mindset. And you know, they don't remember these things. They don't care about these things that happen to U.S. citizens that are raped and murdered. They don't care about that. It doesn't mean anything to them.
Yeah. Let's see. What was another story that you just mentioned? Or we were talking about it during the break. Yeah, switching tracks here. By the way, hey, the phone lines are open for you. If you want to jump in on the conversation here this morning as well, we got the phone lines open all the way until 10 a.m. 406-294-0970. Or you can message us on the Montana Talks app. In fact, I need to go in there and double check those messages right now. George, I know what it was. We were talking about AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, they just had their rally in Missoula, her and Bernie Sanders. And you were saying, man, it looks like she's it for the Democrat Party. They're really excited about her.
She might be the new face of the Democrat Party. That's right. Well, she gets up there and she yells a lot. And that seems to be the thing these days. You know, you have the congressperson from Texas that goes around and she curses a lot and yells a lot and says outrageous things, that's what the squad is pretty much known for. But she's getting a lot of props. And the crazy thing is Bernie Sanders is going around with her. And now, so here's my question. If Bernie Sanders was not with her, would she draw the same crowds that she's drawing with him? And I think the answer there is clearly no, she wouldn't. Bernie Sanders has a huge following.
He's had a built-in following for years.
Yes, yeah. College-age people. It's huge. But, you know, I don't know. He's going around with her. He's 85 years old, already talking about running for re-election when he's 89. 89 years old. I'm screaming for term limits and age limits, Aaron.
Yeah.
89?
Oh, man.
Not a chance.
Well, it was funny. A young man. So next week, our producer Caden is getting some well-deserved days off, and he's going to be enjoying some vacation time. But we've got a young man named Finley Warden. I don't even think he's 20 years old yet. Great young man, great family out of Missoula, Montana. But I asked him, so he's going to be filling in for Caden. I asked him a few days ago when he was left seat, right seat, and with Caden before filling in as producer. I said, hey, what do young people your age, what are your friends back home in Missoula, what do they think about, you know, the Bernie AOC rally? And he said that a lot of his friends went because, you know, hey, it's an event, it's something to do in Missoula, and why not go, right? And I even had some Republican friends who were like, hey, I'm gonna go just listen, hear what they have to say. Yeah, I'd go too. He said that what his friends told him was it was like being yelled at by an 80-year-old when Bernie Sanders was on the stage. So that was funny. Raymond Arroyo had some great remarks about AOC because, yeah, what the Democrats are doing is I think they're trying to gin up their base before the midterm elections. But remember, sometimes what gins up your base turns off middle of the road folks, turns off independents. And so, yeah, your Democrat Party hardcore base in Missoula might be really excited about AOC and Bernie Sanders, but have you been to Plentywood lately? Have you been anywhere else lately? Yeah, it's so that can actually hurt them. And because Republicans can have a tendency to do that sometimes, too, where, you know, some candidate they might really get excited with the Central Committee crowd might not be able to win the rest of the party, might not be able to win the rest of the state. But people might get really excited about that person at the county precinct level. Right.
Right. Right. Well, you know, there's a lot going on right now, and we're going to see more and more of this election garbage that's going on. But I think you're right. I think it's going to work against them. It's just like Chuck Schumer. So he was everybody's favorite here just a little while ago before AOC obviously is starting to replace him in popularity. But the reason is she's talking outrageous things that she wants to do or wants to see. You know, she's putting it out there. Chuck Schumer was saying the same thing, but then he voted with Republicans a couple of times, and he's out.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
He is
yeah.
out. It well, doesn't matter if it was the right vote or not. You're out.
And that's where the speculation is AOC, because she's raising money and she's putting out these fancy ads promoting herself, is she trying to take on Chuck Schumer in the Senate race, or does she actually think she might have a shot at something bigger? So very interesting stuff. All right, let me check the Montana Talks messages here on the Montana Talks app. Carrie in Franny, Wyoming, you know, earlier we were talking about the Trump baby bump, and what about $5,000 incentives for moms in America to have babies? Carrie says this: I agree with President Trump on almost everything, but paying women to reproduce is a bad idea. If it was limited to married parents, maybe. But a woman with four kids from four different dads is going to use it as an excuse to keep reproducing. The Disney family in Libby, Montana, sent me an email kind of in a similar regard where they said, we would want some restrictions on this. Citizens only, married women only. You can just look at the numbers, regardless of what your thoughts are on marriage and having a mom and dad in the household, the numbers bear it out. A kid is much more likely to be successful if they've got a mom and a dad in the house. I'm not judging people that don't have that situation. I grew up in a divorced household, so I'm not judging anybody, but the numbers bear it out. Having a mom and dad is a big deal, you know?
Well, that's a great point. And, you know, I think unintended consequences are tied to a lot of this legislation that gets passed. They don't think about it, but those are excellent points to think about right there. You know, a married mother, that's great that she brought that up. It hadn't even crossed my mind yet.
Yeah, that was interesting. Yeah, yep. See, sometimes women look at this stuff differently than us guys.
I'll tell you what, yeah. And when it comes to that, they're the experts.
Yeah, that's right.
I am bowing out to mothers on that.
We turn now to our chief deputy motherhood bureau chief, a woman. hold that thought. Let me sneak on Chris in Martinsdale before we have to get to the next break. Chris, what's your thoughts?
Oh, gee, I hate to change the subject. That was very good talk, though. I was just thinking, you were talking earlier about the, you know, the nasty nine, you know, Plato Republican legislatures in Montana, and I have this idea. Why don't you read their names and what district they're from, like, you know, once a day, once a week, get their names out there so we all know, and you know, it makes them more embarrassed, at least, about what they're doing. All we hear is nasty night. Nobody knows. Well, I'm sure other people do, but I'm not up on all that.
Well, I think
who they are.
I think the better idea is if you truly want to mount a campaign, if there's groups out there that want to primary the nine that are voting with the Democrats, yeah, go raise the money. You need to have those names not just once a day or every day on a show like this. You need to have it repeatedly in like a campaign, basically.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
It's been a full-on war. It then became a USA versus Russia war because we were funding the war, hundreds of billions of your dollars, and it could have been stopped had we had a president with a backbone and a spine that would have gotten involved and tried to put an end to this before it even began. Anyway, so we know that the latest pitch would be formal U.S. recognition of Ukraine's Crimea Peninsula as Russian territory, which has been a departure. Now, do I like it? No. Does it reward bad behavior? In a way, it does. But the behavior happened a decade ago. And if you think it's going to go backwards, you're dreaming. It's just not going to change. Sometimes you just have to face reality.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, crime is at an all-time high, and you might already own a firearm, but you need to start with the less lethal option to avoid the financial and mental repercussions of pulling the trigger. Well, enter Byrna, BYRNA.com. Check out their videos. Now, Byrna's less lethal launchers are equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammunition. It's designed to incapacitate any attacker for up to 30 to 40 minutes. And Byrna is so excited to introduce their all-new compact launcher. It's sleek, it's slim, and it hits like a sledgehammer. It fires at 400 feet per second with 41 joules of force per square inch. Byrna, it's legal in all 50 states. You don't need a background check. They can ship it directly to your door, and Byrna is trusted by hundreds and hundreds of police departments and government agencies worldwide. Try it before you buy it. Go to Byrna, BYRNA.com, and find the Byrna dealer partner near you. That's Byrna, BYRNA.com.
Fox in the Fast Lane.
After having a weekend off, the NASCAR Cup Series returns on Sunday, and a legendary track takes center stage. Talladega Super Speedway hosts the Jack Links 500 as NASCAR kicks off a lengthy stretch. Chase Elliott joined Fox and Friends on Thursday with the season in full swing.
Long season. You know, for us, it's a marathon, right? February all the way to November. And as you get into these kind of spring, summer months, you're kind of getting into that stretch. You're seeing kind of where everybody's stacking up, and Talladega is a big race for us on the schedule.
For the next 28 weekends, a race will be held through the November 2nd championship race in Phoenix. Elliott will be looking for his third win at Talladega and the 20th Cup Series victory of his career. Kyle Larson is coming off a win at Bristol Motor Speedway, where he led 411 of 500 laps in the Food City 500. It was Larson's second victory of the season, and he enters Talladega ranked fourth in the Cup Series standings. For Fox in the Fast Lane, I'm Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Montana Talks, where you get the mic. Call in now at 406-294-0970. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
So we got a message from Farm Girl in Roundup here on the Montana Talks app. Birthing children for $5,000 doesn't mean those mothers will raise them. And will they receive public assistance for the child for the next 18 years? Not a good idea. That's from Farm Girl in Roundup. Let's see. Tim and Savage says AOC and ZZ in 2028. I referred to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Zoe Zephyr in 2028. You know, you'd have a man and a woman on the ticket at least there. I mean, even if one of them pretends to be a woman, you still got a man and a woman on the ticket. So I guess in that regard, it balances out.
You know, I guess so. Well, so Farm Girl, great point. And, you know, I think, again, well-intentioned, and I think there's something you can do with that to shore it up and make it a good thing, but we got to consider a lot of this stuff. But, you know, Aaron, we're almost to the top of the hour, but one thing I wanted to say, and I tell my friend Francesca this all the time, mothers are so unappreciated most of the time. They do so many things behind the scenes that we don't see, we don't know about, they don't talk about. They just do it because that's what moms do. And I have, now that I'm an adult, I have a great appreciation for my mother and what happened. And, you know, she died in 2016. And that's when I found out a lot of things about my mom that just blew my mind that I didn't know about. I thought she was indestructible my whole life, and I found out she was even stronger than I knew.
Yeah,
because of all the things that had happened to her in her childhood and her past. But, you know, moms just don't get enough credit, and they're the ones at home feeding everybody when their kids are running off to do school stuff and go here and go there, and they want to be a part of it, but, you know, we don't think of them. We take them for granted.
Mother's Day right around the corner, too. Friendly reminder.
There you go. Right. That's my lead in to Mother's Day.
There you go. Well, that was perfect. Hey, before I sneak in one more caller here, we got a caller on the phone lines from Dillon, Montana. Let me tell you about Dillon, Montana. I just had a great conversation with a gentleman with N-soil algae. Tucker Garrigan's his name. We had a conversation earlier this week. Check it out on our Montana Talks podcast. But N-soil algae is working with Reminis Ranch, with Reminis Angus. You know our friend Brian Massard. And they're using algae to improve the soil so that they can have healthier, fleshier cattle that gives you that marbling nutrition and quality beef that you get, especially from that Reminis Ranch Angus beef. So anyway, check it out. Make sure you go to the Reminis Angus Ranch website. You can get a lot of their products on grocery store shelves. You can find their jerky in some town pump locations as well. Check it out, Reminis Angus Ranch. Tim and Dillon, what's your thoughts on the Trump baby bump, as I'm calling it?
Oh, hey, guys, this is Tim and Billings.
Oh, Tim and Billings, okay. All right, Michael's filling in, so he didn't recognize your voice. So, all right, there we go.
That's all right. So I can see where he's getting the idea from. If you look at Europe and what's happened in Europe over the last three decades, their reproduction numbers declined so greatly, their politicians, their leftist politicians, decided it would be a great idea to bring in mass immigration from cultures around the world that are incompatible with Western civilization, and now look what's happening in all of Europe. You have no-go zones where if you're a white Christian or whatever, there's areas of your own city you can't go into because you're not culturally appropriated to go in there.
That's right.
I can see exactly why this might be a good idea. We just need to step very carefully and make sure that it's not abused because, as we all know, if there's a loophole, you know, there will be people who will take advantage of it. So I understand.
Great point.
I understand why.
Yeah, but to Tim's point, though, George, mass Muslim immigration to Europe, radical Muslim.
Look at France.
Devastating consequences. Mm-hmm. Devastating consequences. You wonder why Europe's such a mess right now. Yeah. George, great to see you.
Thanks, sir.
Freedom Friday continues for the next hour if you want to stick around. But if you got work to do, that's okay.
Appreciate it.
We'll keep goofing off. You go to work. You pay for all those illegal aliens. We're going to keep goofing off back here, okay?
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Promises are one thing, policies and performance are another. Saying that you'll cut carbon emissions by one half by year 2030, less than 7 years away, is easy. But making good on those commitments is quite another. When you bring in the fact that in order for reductions to impact climate, they must be carried out globally, it adds up to a massive overhaul in energy production that will require enormous investment. A recent study by consulting firm S&P Global looked at how a global transition to carbon-free energy might impact the demand for copper. An important concession to reality in the S&P study is a recognition that other factors, most notably the industrialization of less developed countries, will increase the global appetite for the metal as well. The upshot is that copper producers will need to refine twice as much copper by 2035 than has ever been produced, both through mining and recycling. How exactly are we going to do that? I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.